You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I get it now. Oh, that makes so much sense. Okay, I just read an article. Oh, this makes so much sense. Okay, let me just preface here. All right, I'm not a very attractive woman. I know a lot of people think I'm some real hot, sexy babe, but I'm not. I'm not. I'm not, you know, all that. But I get hit on all the time. People are always either emailing or Facebooking or something. And at first I thought it was creepy, but this now makes all the sense in the world, okay? Apparently they say that men who are ill are more attracted to less feminine or pretty people. So if I'm a doctor and I'm just around sick people, I look like a hot smoking fox. Yet to non-sick people, and people that don't have cataracts and glaucoma and other types of eye issues, I look the way I look. Plain Jane, you know, kind of freckly, you know, hair in places it shouldn't be. Because I just didn't understand. I'm like, you know, here I am thinking more and more people are just creepy. And it's not that. There's a study that came out that if men are ill, they actually would prefer to have a non-good-looking wife. Okay, now, why would that be? Well, you know, according to this study, and I apologize, I'm having some computer problems because I know you guys really want to see the data behind this. I think it was done out of Europe. I think what it is they think that less feminine, good-looking women are going to have to be good at something, and that they should be then good at taking care of a man. You see? Okay. It's a study found that men from countries with poor national health are less attracted to female faces than males from nations with high standards of health. The researchers that say when surrounded by illness, men may look for a strong wife who is a good provider rather than a prettier one who is more fragile and more fertile. Okay, there is nothing fragile about me. Thank God, I mean, my husband's okay. You know what I think it was, is there was a very, very small period in my youth where I did actually apply makeup correctly. And it was probably a good day, and my husband had just probably gotten dumped from the upteenth woman. And while all that is going on, his mother probably called him, complaining that she wants more grandbabies. So all of a sudden, here comes my fertile, you know, Fanny, and he's like, you know what, let's get hitched. And here I am going, oh my gosh, I mean, here's a man that's interested in me, I better jump on this puppy, you know, I didn't even have to get him drunk. And that's kind of how we started our union. Yeah, does he have regrets? Probably. I mean, there are good-looking, more feminine women out there, but he's got me. I bore him his children. He is hitched to my loin no matter what, and he's got to live with my loin. Anyway, the scientists were from Finland. They asked about 1,800 men from 28 nations with diverse health conditions to rate the attractiveness of pairs in pictures. The photos have been digitally altered. That's really what I need. I'm going to hire somebody that knows how to digitally alter because I'm really sick of seeing the way I look in photos. Anyway, the photos were digitally altered to make the women's faces more or less feminine. All countries were drawn to the prettier feminine faces, but those in the best health liked them the most. The Japanese males most liked the feminine faces, while the Nepalese men liked them the least. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, what about homosexuality? What about the idea that men kind of dig men? All right? You know, whether they find it more attractive sexually or whether they just find it attractive. Now, stop for a second. Stop for a second. No. See where I'm going here. Okay? Okay? Guys, just think about it. And I'm not saying it has to just be sexual. Okay? But think about it. Okay? If you have the opportunity to spend an afternoon with the guys, going shooting, going fishing, getting all stinky, going camping, right? Getting all hairy, or going to the Renaissance Fair, or seeing Mamma Mia for the third time with your wife, and maybe then hit the outlet stores on the way back, what would you rather do? Hang out with the guys, you see? Yeah, that doesn't even have to be anything sexual. I just think when men are, you want to know what I really think? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're kind of debating this, and chime in whenever you want, although I know you're scared to death to hear what I'm going to say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think guys are faking it. If I really look at what I make my husband do, I don't think he enjoys 99% of it. You think about it, really? Oh, honey, why don't we go to the soup and salad bar? Okay, that sounds good. You think your man really wants to go to a snow? He wants to go to the Outback. Or he wants to sit home and just chew on ground beef while watching The Deadliest Catch. He doesn't want to go in a soup and salad bar, let alone be seen in one with his wife. I think what it is men are just faking it hour after hour, day after day, week after week to keep the missus happy. And, you know, I'll go with it. Fine by me. I mean, if he could keep it up for another 40 years of marriage, great. Please do. But no wonder. So now they're sick and they're ill. And now they don't have to pretend. All right. So somebody who's all girly and pretty and going, oh, honey, it says you feel better. You know, help me go shoe shopping. He's probably going to want somebody like me, you know, who's barefoot usually, more at risk for plantar warts. Right. And that burps and it'll just, you know, make him a beer. You know, guys, you know, we get you. We get you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree. The dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the death penalty is definitely a topic now in the news after we've had another botched death penalty. Apparently, Clayton Lockett, 38 years old, was declared unconscious, right, 10 minutes after, I guess this was the first of a new three-drug lethal injection that Oklahoma was using. I guess they started the process with him. I'm trying to remember what his crime was. I think he was serving the death penalty for killing somebody. I forget what the crime was. But he, within 3 minutes of getting his lethal injection, he started breathing heavily, writhing, clenching his teeth, and straining to lift his head off the pillow. Minutes later, he dies of a heart attack. Now, they think what happened with this is it wasn't that the medicines weren't weak enough, but they think maybe they blew the vein. Maybe what happened is when they thought they were actually intravenous, they weren't, and it was going into maybe some of the subcutaneous tissues We don't know. But it sounds like we're having a lot of problems with our new lethal injection cocktails that they're using. And there's even talk about bringing back the firing squad. I believe there's still a state or two in the union that does allow firing squad. And I'm hearing that certain states are considering bringing that back. Now, why is this such an issue? Okay, remember, in Europe, I believe most of them are the ones that make sodium thiopental. And Europe decided to kind of embargo us and not allow their euthanasia drugs to come to the States. So we have a shortage of these medicines. So we were using sodium thiopental, right? It would anesthetize you. Then the pancuronium bromide would paralyze and stop the breathing. And then a third injection was going to be the potassium chloride. And the potassium chloride stops the heart. So the last two, the potassium chloride and the pancuronium bromide, these are, we have them in the United States, but we don't have the sodium thiopental. So we don't have enough, and we don't have enough manufacturers doing it. So instead, I believe what happened is Oklahoma used Versed. Now, we do use Versed, midazolam. We do. I use that multiple times to, I guess, relax a person to the point to try to put them under so I could intubate them. And it was very, it was, you know, the midazolam, the Versed would cause unconsciousness. All right, and then I could go ahead and you know, use the Diprovan, and I would be able to intubate them. I was able to. You wanted to be able to. You didn't want to slow down the respiration, but you didn't want them fighting what I needed to do. And so whenever you put a, you intubate somebody or you have to put them on a respirator, you need them anesthetized. You need them sedated. Okay? So I guess they're using this midazolam instead, the vecuronium bromide to stop the respiration and still the potassium chloride to stop the heart. It should have worked, but it didn't. Now, okay, here, I found it. Okay, so Lockett was convicted of first-degree murder, rape, kidnapping, and robbery for a 1990 crime spree with two co-defendants. He was found to have shot teenager Stephanie Neiman and buried her alive. I guess his friends helped him or something in a shallow grave where she eventually died. And so, I mean, you know, do we bring back firing squad? That's crazy. I see here a report, Missouri lawmakers want to allow the state to bring back firing squad. I don't know if Utah still does that. I thought Utah, it may be in the law books. It doesn't necessarily mean they do that. But I guess if it's never been taken out, if it's never been kind of taken out of the law books, then technically we have a couple states that still allow that. I just apologize. I just can't remember at the top of my head which ones do. Now, you know, what is the easiest form of death? Well, I mean, if you are, let's say, not unconscious and not sedated, and then your respiratory system is paralyzed, that's a very uncomfortable way to die. I mean, you have to make sure you're sedated. And that was my guess. So, you know, if we can't trust these medicines, and, you know, the other thing, too, that I don't know if they're taking into consideration, but there's a lot of people out there that are on these benzodiazepines very commonplace throughout their day. You know, I'm almost wondering if any of you guys are on death row, you may want a tattoo to your chest or to your arm. You better give me a higher dose because I've been on Xanax and Valium all these years. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But, you know, not all medicines work. I don't think I can handle Valium. I don't think Valium does anything for me. They were given a Valium. I didn't want it, but they gave it anyway before a LASIK procedure. And you were supposed to take it subcutaneous because they wanted you relaxed. I was fine with it. I mean, I was still making jokes throughout the procedure, but I didn't feel what everybody else feels. I mean, these people asking for Klonopin and Xanax and Valium so vehemently, you know, they say it's what calms me down and prevents my panic attack. So I'm assuming this is some powerful stuff. But I never felt that when I took it. And I wonder if there are certain people that just don't have the right chemistry to benefit from something like that. And then my next question is should they do a test to see if you can be sedated? So, like, for example, if you are on death row and you're about to be executed and the midazolam is all we have, and it's because we don't have the sodium thiopental anymore, then with Versed, you could very easily just give them that in their room. All right. Well, you probably should have them on a monitor. I'm sorry. You give them that. You see if it works. You see if it sedates them. And then, you know, let it wear off. Wake them up. Okay, great. So next week we know what'll work. Okay, but I think there are some people where it just doesn't. And I'm a little nervous about that because if I don't tolerate, if Valium really did nothing for me, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, you probably need triple dose. No, I don't think it was a dose thing. I think it's just something where you just don't, you know, you hear of people that smoke pot or have tried pot, they go, but I didn't feel the high. What am I missing? There's probably some link, some enzyme, something that's missing. What is the most humane way to execute a prisoner? It would probably be, if done correctly, still the lethal injection. I don't really like the hanging, even though I think some states still allow that, where you sever your cervical nerve and stop the cervical vertebrae and it causes severance of the spinal cord. Firing squad, I mean, you just have to hope that they don't miss, but that is, I mean, it's quick, I have to say, but you know, it's, I don't really see how firing squad would be a very, very realistic way to do it. I think we Americans are already, from a media standpoint, and, you know, already looked upon so, I don't know. I hate the way other countries look at us, that you know, us doing something like that and that being, advertised or unfortunately promoted on Twitter, etc. That to me is scary. But I think what's also embarrassing is how we don't have this lethal execution thing down. You think? Now, I know some of you think, well, Dahlia, these are bad guys and bad girls. Okay, why are we trying to be so delicate? You know, listen, okay, we still are human beings, and a lot of us are still struggling with what the Bible says. Eye for an eye. We're supposed to be allowed to take matters into our own hands once they are deemed guilty. But then there was that study. Remember there was that study where I think 1 in 25 people on death row are innocent? I need to look that up. Yeah, there was a study that said we actually do have innocent people there, and we need to do a better job of doing our DNA testing. That's some pretty scary stuff. Hold on a second. I wanna see if I can find that. And so a lot of us are already starting to, yeah, here we go. More than 4% of death row inmates, they say, are wrongly convicted. You know, so, I mean, you know, we don't take this lightly. Yes, we do have the power to put a criminal down, but having that type of power, we need to be extremely careful, okay? I mean, we don't want to be the tyrannistic country that other countries have been before. I mean, we want to be fair. We want to be humane. But, you know, having somebody gasp and have paralyzed respiratory muscles while being conscious, that's not humane. They need to get their acts together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
That was good. I just got the little striped candy and the little square candy, and so it kind of made that big, gigantic candy. That's great. Nah, you know, I know I shouldn't be playing Candy Crush. I should be actually reviewing the next story. But this next story is so ridiculous. Did you guys hear about this? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. 100 people have gotten sick with some sort of gastrointestinal illness where they were at a food safety summit. I mean, come on. Does anybody have a clue in this country anymore? For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. Okay, so they say more than 100 people got sick after attending the Food Safety Summit organized at the Baltimore Civic Center from April 8th to 10th. Health officials have initiated an investigation into the matter, you think? Apparently, most of these people complained about diarrhea, Alvina K. Chu, head of the Maryland Department of Health Investigation, said, for now, it is not known what made so many people sick. It is yet to be known as whether the illness was transmitted by food or from person to person. The problem got revealed when four people complained of nausea and diarrhea to the Baltimore City Health Department 1 week after the conference. During that time, a Seattle food safety lawyer, of course, you know, Bill Marler, posted an online survey sent to him and other conference speakers and attendees by the state health department asking them about what they ate and how they felt after the meeting. Things started, I hope not, if he was one of the speakers, I really hope he doesn't sue. Things started changing as people in huge numbers reported about getting sick with suspected food poisoning. But health officials made clear that no one was hospitalized and there was no case of death, thank God. Baltimore health officials then investigated Center Plate, the Baltimore Civic Center's in-house catering company. They found condensation dripping from an ice machine. They said officials at the center are cooperating fully with investigators. You can't have condensation. Because I guess there's fluid, and it drips, and if the ice machine... See, here's the thing. Okay, you know how you take a little your cup, right, and you put your cup under, you know, where you got the drink, under the spouts of the drink? Okay, if condensation drips down and gets into your cup, it's taking whatever is on the machine with it. That's why condensation is bad. You know, one day we probably should do that. We should probably review what restaurants are supposed, what little things restaurants can't have. And it's like 180 degrees to your house. You know, I was eating a cold piece of leftover chicken today. It dropped on the floor, bounced half a dozen times, fell under the cat. The cat got up, sat on it. I had to move the cat. The cat scratched me while I was still trying to get the said piece of chicken. I now bleed on the said piece of chicken. I try to take it back into the kitchen so I could, you know, wash off the scratch. I trip. Said chicken falls into the sink where there's old, soggy, I don't know, sandwich stuff sitting at the bottom. I grab the piece of chicken, quickly wash off the blood, but only the blood part because I didn't want wet, soggy, cold chicken, and I consume the piece of meat. You would think our immune systems could be a little tougher and be able to handle a couple drops of condensation, but apparently not. My guess is it could be something else. Now, what else could cause a whole bunch of people getting sick from this food safety summit? I mean, it depends. You know, you always wonder what their poster child looked like. Maybe 100 of them were told they were going to lose their jobs. I mean, you know, whenever I'm told something bad news, I always have bowel problems. You know, the other way. So it could be that. You know, maybe they said, look, guys, thank you for coming to the Food Safety Summit, but half of you guys are going to be fired by the time you get home. Who knows? Maybe many of them went partying. And it wasn't at the conference, but they all went to, I don't know, some sort of a jiggly bop place. And they got sick there. You don't know. You don't know. I mean, I don't know much about these food safety summits. I mean, I go to radio conferences and I go to doctor conferences. And we really don't have a lot of party harders. We really, really don't. But my guess is if your day in and day out has to be involved with food safety, you're going to want to, you know, let it rip and totally... throw some Jack down and party it up when you get to go away to an actual summit. So I wouldn't even blame the caterer. I would be looking at where everybody went to party afterwards. All right, so that's what happened there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, they say here, oh, darn. Oh, what's going on with my stupid computer? Oh, boy. Okay, hold on a second. The computer's being, like, really crappy. I don't want to talk about that. They're talking about, I don't want to talk about this, they're talking about how they don't think a lot of young people are going to vote in the midterm elections, right? I think it's interesting. I have some patients that tell me they voted Democrat and they feel guilty. and they feel embarrassed and like, I had no idea. And I'm like, well, just educate yourself on the candidate. I'm not going to tell you to vote one way or the other. Okay. I've liked Democratic candidates. I still do. There's some Democratic candidates out there I really like, and I like Republican candidates, but just educate yourself. And I think if we are seeing this story that young people are more hesitant to vote, I think it's not so much that they dislike the Obama administration. I think some of these people may be getting smart and realizing they need to educate themselves on who they're voting for. You know, like, for example, we have one of the college students, rotate through my class and, or rotate through my office, because I always let college students come down. And I guess the subject kind of came up. One of my patients, I guess, again, thought she was on Obamacare. She didn't, have it. Now she has a huge bill from the hospital. Her regular doctor's office won't see her because she's uninsured. You know, and so when we were kind of talking about Obamacare and some of the issues we're dealing with, she asked me what I thought, about Hillary, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. And she's like, well, I think she'll be great. And I didn't really want to go into it, but I was just tell me why, convince me why do you think she's going to be great? And I understand the whole women power thing. I think that's cool. I think having a woman president is cool, but I want a woman president who knows what the hell they're doing. Okay, I mean, if Hillary has never really accomplished anything that deserves her to be in the Oval Office, don't be voting for her just because she's a woman. You know, I mean, if I could just say this, it's interesting. We need to be extremely, extremely careful when we decide to have the first woman president, the first Mormon president, the first black president, the first Jewish president, etc. You need to be extremely careful because stereotypes get made. And if something goes wrong in the administration, people tend to blame the gender or the race. What was that? Zach Garofalo's, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, the guy from Hangover, right? He's interviewing Barack Obama. And I know it was just a parody, but he asked Barack Obama, what is it like to be the last black president to ever serve in the White House? And Obama goes, what's it like to be interviewing the last president you'll ever get to interview? So it was kind of a funny exchange. But, Obama and his Obamacare mess has nothing to do with him being black. All right. I have no problem. Most of us don't have any problem with there being a black president. Same thing with a woman. Okay. If there's a woman that gets into the White House and screws up, you're going to have people say, see, this is why we can't have a woman. Well, what about all the male presidents we had? Jimmy Carter. Okay. Do I need to go further? So we kind of get nervous, and I think a lot of people are nervous, and you do put somebody in the office, and now everybody thinks, okay, well, now we should never vote for anybody like Barack Obama. Well, that's ridiculous. No, you vote for the proper candidate, regardless of race, gender, etc. But then on the flip side, don't just put Hillary in because she's a woman. Don't put Sarah Palin in because she's a woman. You know, we need to find somebody that can actually fix this country. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you again all for tuning in. And for those of you donating to help kids fight blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I can't thank you enough. Don't forget to go to my website at drdahlia.com. Then follow the link to help fight blood cancer. Anything you could donate, $5, $20, $25, it
all goes to a great cause, and it helps these kids pay for their medical treatment. So please, and adults too. So please, please, please do. Okay, so, you know, we're talking about clusters today, and this is a real big cluster, okay? We now come to find out that many of the lab tests that we have done with mice could be completely off. Now, why would that be? Okay, don't they account for everything? Don't they always, like, if they test a mouse, they test a pretty similar mouse, and they make sure they do, like, placebo versus not, and don't they do multiple trials, and don't they document everything? Yeah, they should. Okay, usually researchers account for everything. They make sure there's no other variables that could affect the test. Okay? Right? Except they overlooked one thing. Mice respond differently to male researchers than they do female. Duh! Alright, so that can now be skewing the results of millions of medical studies. Are you talking, I mean, can you, really? Oh my gosh. Alright, so anyway, Dr. Jeffrey Mogul directs a group of scientists who focus on pain, including its genetic and neurological underpinnings. Part of their work involves inducing discomfort in lab mice with the ultimate goal of finding drugs that can relieve pain in humans. Okay? But they say the mice, what they found, didn't react as expected when given an injection in a limb meant to reduce pain and pain behaviors, okay, kind of depending on who gave it to them. The experimenters thought there was something wrong. They thought maybe it was just the inflammatory agent, etc. But when they left the room, the mice started exhibiting signs that they were in pain, suggesting that the experimenters themselves were somehow causing the pain inhibition, that if these guys were in the room, the mice just felt better. But once they left, the mice were like, oh. Now, to me, I think of the Far Side, you know, with the cows, right, where we aren't looking. You know, they're all kind of standing up, and all of a sudden the car comes, and they immediately, you know, get down on all fours, right, and pretend. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, I'm thinking of these mice like, look, leave me alone. I'm good. Don't be checking anything into me. I am good. And then, you know, you leave, and like, oh, my gosh, oh, I'm dying. And probably these mice know that if they die, they get taken to the toilet. So it's pretty scary stuff. Anyway, according to him, they says this was something that people had sort of whispered about at scientific meetings for years. Really? Are those the whispers you get? Not the meetings I go to. The whispers usually have something to do a little bit different than mice, but that's nothing my husband needs to know about. Anyway, no one ever tried to investigate, they said, whether it was true. All right. Whispering. Come on, you have to admit this funny. Can you imagine? Okay, this is what these scientists think is so exciting, what somebody whispers. You know what I whisper whenever I go to some of these meetings that I go to? Oh, my gosh, this is so boring. Oh, my gosh, where are we all going afterwards? Oh, this sucks. Oh, where's the bathroom? I mean, that's what I'm whispering. Not, I wonder if mice like men more than women. Anyway, but you know what? If that's what they whisper, they're, you know, they're a certain group of people. Okay, so anyway, they said Mogul has, I guess, asked his lab to conduct dozens of studies to determine whether the suspicion had any validity. And to our great surprise, it was true, but only half true, because it was only male experimenters and not female experimenters that affected the mice. In their study, the team showed that lab rodents become stressed in the presence of men. See, you all think that just when a woman comes into the room, you guys can't cope. The world is, you know, the sky is falling. No, the mice liked the women. The mice dug the women. The men, they didn't. Okay, so anyway, stress obviously leads to the release of chemicals in the body that act as pain suppressors. So male mice appear to be, or mice appear to be in less pain when men are in the room than with women. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, that's true. You know, whenever a woman comes into the room, whenever my wife comes into the room, I immediately have some sort of pain. I mean, it could be, but the thing is if you get stressed by the woman, then you shouldn't have the pain. See what I mean? But if you're not stressed, see, you know what? You know, I just already poked holes in that theory. All right, we found, okay. Oh, yeah. Why do they think the males, why do they think the rodents are different? Okay, they say men smell differently than female. They thought it was olfactory because they would replace the male experimenter with a t-shirt worn by a male that also produces analgesia, and I guess it had nothing to do with the humans. I don't get what they're saying. Anyway, I guess they tested it out for that. Okay, and then I think they may also look at guinea pigs, rats, cats, etc. All right, so they say what's driving this effect are the olfactory stimuli that are released from the armpit. Yeah, you see, I gotta admit, I mean, we women don't really seem to stink from the armpit. Hold on. No, see, I'm good. See, I have my deodorant, so I'm good. You know, but a lot of guys, you know, they may miss a spot. See, women, we can't miss one spot. I got to tell you, see, for years, I didn't really care about the spots. You know, if I put my makeup on, if I missed an area, if I plucked my eyebrows, if I missed an eyebrow, I mean, I just didn't care. And now I realize that one little baby teeny weeny spot shows up. And that's kind of scary stuff. So maybe the thing is, you know, when women put on their deodorant, I mean, when I put on my deodorant, it starts it starts basically from my wrist, and then it goes all the way up, and then all the way across my chest and down to my waist, okay, because I want to make sure I don't miss one spot. Whereas with men, they're probably just doing a couple dabs. Okay, so now what do we do? If all of our studies now are bogus because it all depended on female versus male. I mean, see, here's the thing. They wouldn't be bogus if the researchers were always in the same room at the same, you see what I mean? But if men started the study and then a woman comes in later, that could mess the whole thing up. It either has to be all men, all women, or the same man and women combo all the time. Because these mice are pretty, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just kind of confused. All I know is that I like pharmaceuticals. These pharmaceuticals are working. Listen, I don't need a mouse to tell me that these cholesterol medicines are preventing heart attack. Thank you. Now, by the way, this is cool. Sea coral protein may protect against HIV. Remember I keep saying that our medicine chest, our medicine cabinet is going to be found underwater? I've never said, well, I'm saying it now. All right. They say a newly discovered protein found in sea coral may help prevent HIV. Discovered in the feathery corals, if you've ever stepped on a coral, it sure the hell doesn't feel feathery. Discovered in feathery corals collected off the north coast of Australia, these proteins are called sindarins, and they are able to block HIV without leading to resistance to other HIV drugs. This ability makes these sindarins ideal for inclusion in anti-HIV microbicides such as gels and lubricants. They say theoretically women will be able to use these anti-HIV gels and lubricants as protection without having to rely on a condom. I would just say until you see 100% proof data, I would be careful. The other thing, too, is I know some of you are like, is it going to be cheaper to just take a piece of coral and put it up in there? No, it's not. Okay, just let them please make the gel. All right, researchers at the National Cancer... Listen, look, I understand Obamacare, okay? I mean, we got to be practical here, okay? They can make an anti-HIV coral gel, but if it's cheaper to just stick the coral up in there, I'm going to do that. Researchers at the National Cancer Institute, NCI, tested the protein on various lab strains of HIV and found them to be remarkably potent. The proteins appeared to bind to the virus and prevent it from penetrating the T cells in the immune system. This was the first step in viruses' transmission. Hey, I dig it. The more protein, the better. In fact, I'm going to go eat some meat right now. I want a steak. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies?
by having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.